Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on September 13th, 2020, and is entitled Slow Drone Soar. I recently invited you to read a 1,000-page novel without much in the way of sentences, and I'll interject to say the novel was called Duck's Newburyport, and that is featured recently in this podcast. So I think it's perfectly reasonable to point you at a 69-minute drone metal album that largely lacks melody and rhythm. I refer to Life Metal, a 2019 release from Sun O. And it's worth pointing out for those listening that Sun O is spelled S-U-N-N, space, capital O, followed by three right parentheses. Yep. Because in 2020, we really ought to be sharing good things with each other, and this is a good thing. The new music I've enjoyed most this year. And here's a picture of Sun O with their logo holding up electric guitars in a black space with fuzzy white light, kind of threatening looking. Lots of people probably don't think they'd like drone metal, just from the name. I think they might want to think again. This is extremely serious music, suitable for both background and for careful, intense listening. I like the tones and the chords and the treatments, but what I like most is that the best of this kind of music, including this album, is full of serenity. Life Metal lives in a tradition that's almost exactly 50 years old, measuring from the release in February 1970 of Black Sabbath's debut album, Black Sabbath, its opening song, also called Black Sabbath, after 37 seconds of Church Bells in a Thunderstorm, opens with a huge, rumbling, low-string, tritone riff. And that moment is generally considered to mark the birth of heavy metal. This music is like that, boiled down to the purest essence. Enough general rambling about metal, because I had great fun with an ongoing piece on the subject a couple of years ago. It includes groovy picks, and there's a link to it here. And now there's a picture of the Sun O Life Metal album cover, which is a beautiful orange and yellow and blue abstract. And the caption says, one quarter of the Life Metal LP cover. The graphic, lifted from their Bandcamp site, is posted in only one size, 666 by 666, because metal. The music. It sounds like other Sun O music, only, well, brighter, which isn't actually bright since this music is supposed to be dark. A little research reveals that Anderson and O'Malley, Sun O's leaders, have been enjoying raising young families and feeling generally upbeat about things. Thus the name Life Metal, obvious death metal counterpoint, and apparently a bit of a running joke here and there in the metal community. A few words for those who are new to the genre. It's a slow-shifting landscape of huge, low-pitched, high-distortion electric guitar chords with occasional interjections of voice, other instruments, and rare but very dramatic high-note sequences. I personally find the melodious, down-tuned guitar roar immensely pleasing and enjoy the vast sense of space. There's no hurry anywhere, and the riffs are lingered over endlessly for their own sake. It's designed to be played absurdly, crushingly loud, so it's a whole-body experience. Life Metal seasons the guitar noise with occasional pipe organ and an actual song that's sung, not shrieked, lyrics translated from an ancient Aztec verse. The sound. Here's where it gets special. For this outing, the band teamed up with legendary producer Steve Albini and used entirely analog technology, which you can experience end-to-end if you buy the vinyl version, which I did, of course, with, of course, linking to a blog piece entitled Why Vinyl on my blog, in which I talk about the trade-offs between vinyl and digital music. And I like both. When I listen to it in the car or the boat office, it sounds good and I enjoy it. But a couple of times, I've pulled up a chair in front of the big speakers and put Life Metal on the record player, turned it up really pretty far, and wow. I don't know what Albini did, but suddenly the whole room was full of gigantic musical serpents dancing, slow scales glowing blackly, rays of dark musical fire radiating in every direction. The music felt endless in scope and width and height and length and volume. Remarkable music, remarkably performed, remarkably produced, remarkably delivered. So intense. No, I wasn't doing any drugs, but if I had any, I'd have been tempted. That's all, folks.